May it please the court, my name is John Desimo, and I'll be arguing this case today on behalf of the appellant, the Olmsted Falls Board of Ed. This time I'll reserve 3 minutes for reply. 2 minutes. Sir, 2 minutes for reply. Very quickly, this matter concerns the valuation of a 288-suite apartment complex in the city of Olmsted Falls. Relevant tax year is 1994. Before I get into the particular case at hand, the value of this property has been litigated several times over the past 15 years or so. For my records, it was before the BTA for 82, 85, 91, and 94. 91 and 94 are both before this court, the one obviously being the one today. For the 91 tax year, the last time it was litigated before this matter, there was a full hearing conducted before the BTA. Appraisers were called by all parties present. Evidence was submitted, arguments made, and in fact, the same appraisers were called as were called for the 94. Based on all of this evidence and based on this adversary proceeding, the BTA issued a decision fixing the value of the property as of 1/1/91, the $8,291,810. This decision was appealed to this court, which affirmed in Fawn Lake versus Board of Revision, which was cited in my brief. The property owner again contested this value for the 1994 tax year, being the incident case. Again, the BTA conducted a full hearing. Again, the same appraisers appeared. While there was a conflict in some of the evidence, or a considerable amount of the evidence before the BTA, it was undisputed that the property's value had increased in the intervening period. In fact, even Mr. Kaczynski, who was called by the property owner in the 94 and the 91 hearing, testified, I believe, on cross-exam that it had gone up, I believe, 4.3%. Just for reference, I would direct the court to Volume 1, page 108 of the supplement. Despite the fact that the testimony was that the values had increased over this period, the BTA determined that the value for 94 was $7,300,000. I believe, in its position in the Board of Ed, that this was the principal error on the part of the BTA. It simply could not find that the property's value had decreased, where the only undisputed evidence before the Board showed the opposite. This was not a situation as in Freshwater, where the prior value had been determined by the auditor, and the parties were arguing that that should control future values. This is a full adversarial proceeding. That value, yeah, that is my position, Your Honor. That value can be contested, however, if there is a full adversarial hearing with all the parties having an opportunity to present evidence, that value is no different than a sale. That sets the value as of that point in time, and it needs to be used as a reference point, both for the auditor and for the future parties. Now, obviously that's not locked in stone. Things happen to the party in subsequent years, happen to the property. That would have